care of oneself. Yet I wasn't sure it was altogether true. On one side of me sat a swarthy boy with lolling knees, whose fat thumbs sped around the screen of a gaming console. On the other was a small man in a pale linen suit, richly tanned, with a silver plume of hair. Outside, the turgid summer afternoon lay stalled over the runway. Little airport vehicles raced unconstrained across the flat distances, skating and turning and circling like toys. And further away still was the silver thread of the motorway that ran and glinted like a brook bounded by the monotonous fields. The plane began to move, trundling forward, so that the vista appeared to unfreeze into motion, flowing past the windows first slowly and then faster until there was the feeling of effortful, half-hesitant lifting as it detached itself from the earth. There was a moment in which it seemed impossible that this could happen, but then it did. The man to my right turned and asked me the reason for my visit to Athens. I said I was going there for work.
"I hope you're staying near water," he said. "Athens will be very hot.